Tonight's shir, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, Si'if Beis. Si'if Beis, Chaveirim Shoyer Yoishim Le'achol. You have friends who are sitting together to eat. The Yatzu Likras Chosin, Likras Kala, and they go out because the Chosin is coming, the Kala is coming, so they're going to participate in the mitzvah. Im Hinichu Shah Miktsas, and if some of them stayed behind, Choyzrin Le'mekayman, then the ones who went out can return, V'goyim and Sudasan, and finish the meal, and they do not need to make a nubacha. But if no one stayed behind, they all went out to mechabel chasen kala. Kishem yoyis, and when they go out, suichem brachel mafreya. When they come back, they need a new bracha. Bracha chroina. Kishem chois and suichem brachel chidchil, and then they make a new bracha when they start to eat. V'chein im hayu mesubin l'shtoyis olecha pes. It's true if they're sitting to drink together, or they're eating fruits together. Should call Mishan and Mekobo, if you change location, Hayapotzik Achilas, you finished eating. Well, if you go therefore, Mevarach Marfriel Masha Achal, you have to make a bracha achorna for you ate already. V'chois Mevarach Sheinis Al Masha Hutzorach Lechol. And then you got to make a new bracha for what you're going to eat. V'amishan and Mekobo, Mepina, Lepina, Bayis Echad. But if your change of location was from one corner to the other in the same home or the same room, Ein Hutzorach Lechol Vorach, it's not necessary to make a new bracha. Achel b'mizrocha shal te'ein azu. If he ate on the east side of a fig tree, ubo lechol ma'arov, then he wants to eat on the west side, tzarech levorach, has to make a new bracha. I'll explain that in a minute. Let's see the b'shtabur sifka and yugimel. A group eating together, and some go out lekras chosin to greet the chosin mechulu. It doesn't have to be a chosin, it could be anything. You go out for anything which isn't necessarily a mitzvah. For Hadanaka, because Chosin, the reason the Mechaber took the case of Chosin, the Rebus is a Chiddush. The below Hinichus of Adam, that if there's no one left behind, you still have to bench before you leave, after you have a mitzvah, even though your intent is to go for a mitzvah. Sifka and Yadad Miksasin, unless someone stayed behind. Even one, if just one stayed behind, that's good enough to hold the bracha. Sifka and Tezvav Levarach Shnia, you don't have to make another bracha if someone was left behind. They don't have to make another hamotzi. After shinu mekoyman bein time, even though in between they changed location, the kimin shenisha mixes mekoyman. Since there was some left there, lo paskas u'dasam b'hayitzia, they did not interrupt the meal by stepping out because obviously they're coming back. Sifkad design kishehem yotzin. But if no one stays behind, they're all going out. Then when they go, they should make a bracha achrona. The kimin shlo nichusham adam. Since no one is staying behind, Nifsika sudas na ideatsia. The meal is over or interrupted when they go out. Uksha orchel achakachavik sudachadosha. Then when they eat again, it's a new meal. Sifkon yuzan kashem chosen mechulu. So when they return, they need the brachas. Be'emiskar kosev zeb besif alf. The Mishnah Berurah says, you know, this is written already in the first paragraph. We know this from sif alf. Ve'kavol advarim. It's all repeated. Bishul hachidush because of the chidush. That if you left behind some chaverim, you don't lose the bracha. Or perhaps for what we wrote in Sifkan Yugimel, the chiddush is that even if it's for a dvar mitzvah, you also are going to lose the bracha. Sifkan Yudches v'cheinim hayu v'chulu. The same is true if they're eating fruits and drinks. Hashemina is telling us here, the gam b'zeh mahani heniach mitzvah chaverim must do this pass. That even if you're just drinking or eating fruits, if there are people staying behind, the same as it helps by bread, it helps by that too. Sifka and Yotas, Pasuk Achilaso. If you change location, you've interrupted the meal. The Gurme Hesach Adas is even worse than a Hesach Adas, a distraction. The din of Hesach Adas is, if you eat again, you just make a new Baruch Rishona. This is worse, because you have to make a bracha achrona and the bracha rishona. Zeh nechshav kesuda achir sagam. This is mamash, a whole new meal, as opposed to hesach adas. It's the same meal, but I got distracted, so I make a new bracha rishona. Zeh karn chav ulefichach mevarach v'chulu. And therefore, he has to make a bracha 48. Hainu kesho birch bracha achrona kodim etziyah. So that means he didn't make the bracha achrona before he left, where he was supposed to. So mevarach atah kesheharzeh. He'll make the bracha achrona now when he returns. Kvali nipasi. Alu sefalaf. The same way we said before by bread and sefalaf. Sifkan chafal from Afreya, and he makes a bracha chon in 48 before. Or was ein tzarich la'asim kamadafka. But here, you don't have to go back to where you ate to make the bracha chona. El yachal levarach afil b'kamasheni. You can make the bracha chona in the second place. The rak be pas mitzvos lekul yam alach salavach mekamo. By bread, everyone agrees the mitzvah is to go back and make the bechachronu where you ate. Because the kamam sefei, the glun sefei. By design meaning it's machlokus already. But by bread, you have to go back. Here, you're having fruit, you're having a drink. So you have to make a bracha achrona what you ate, but you don't have to go back to make the bracha. You make the bracha achrona wherever you are, and then make a new bracha rishona to have the other food. Sikkar chav be is a bias echad. If you change location from one corner to the other in the same bias, perish bechedor echad, one room. The ayamash kasar bir aloch, the mask of the bias, look at the bir aloch, is a long arichus discussing in the rishonim if there is really such a thing that changing cheder to cheder is called shinu mokum or not, and it's a machlekes. So if you're in the same room, then you don't have to take another bracha. Even though you totally changed location, so you're eating in a total opposite corner. You don't have to make another bracha. That's not called a change of location. Even though we cannot see the original place, like there's an oven in the way or something like that. If it's in the same room, that's all that counts. The Mechaber ends with the following case. You eat on the east side of a fig tree, and then you want to eat on the west side, you need a new bracha. It makes no difference, the Mishnah Berurah says, if I ate bread, other things, or if I'm eating the fruits of the tree itself, I'm picking the figs and eating them. It makes no difference, it's all the same. You need to make a new bracha. Why? Since the fig tree interrupts, they cannot see his original place. This has to be that the fig tree is not in a fenced-in yard. Because if it was sitting in a fenced-in yard, even though you can't see from one side of the tree to the other, you don't need another bracha. It's all one place. Like we wrote before, if you change location in one room, even if you can't see where you were before, if you're in the same room, it doesn't make a difference. Look at it, Sif Gimel, by one tree to the other. If you had in mind to eat on the west side of the tree when you made the bracha, some say that will help under any circumstance. So this halacha of the tree is basically a new concept. When you're indoors, we know where your makom is. Your makom is the room where you were eating. And if it's one house with many rooms, so if you have das, it's all considered the same makom. As soon as you step out of the house, you lost it. But what's the halacha when you're eating outside? What is my makom when I'm outdoors? I'm at a picnic table. How far does my makom go till I say I'm shinui makom? It's dalet amis, what's the shir? So here the halacha says, if you're on one side of the tree and you can't see the other side of the tree, that's shinui makom. That's called shinui makom. So it comes out, that's basically whatever's within my line of vision is my makom. So if I'm on the side in a picnic table and there's a hill, and I go over the hill, I can't see my picnic table anymore, that's shinui makom. But as long as I'm within vision of my picnic table, that's all considered the same makom. The Mishnah Berurah adds that if I have a fence around the picnic table, then it's all one place. The fenced-in area, the whole yard, is one makom. That's considered one makom. There's no shini makom because it's the same makom. So if the tree is in that yard, anywhere around the yard is considered the same place. But if there is no fenced-in area, l'chor, the halacha is when you're eating outside, the makom is as far as you can see from that spot. And once you can't see that spot anymore, you lost your makom. The Ramah says as follows. V'yeshcholkin b'komash ha'kasuv b'simen zeh. There are those who argue in everything we've said until now in this chapter. Raksovim, they hold, sheshini makom, ena elakisach hadas. Change of location is not worse than Hesach Hadas. It's the same as Hesach Hadas. Change of location is the same as distraction. Therefore, if he changed location to another spot, then he only makes a bracha on what he wants to eat now, but not a bracha achrona on the things he ate before. Now this party agrees only if you didn't leave any friends at the meal. And he's eating things, if he's by himself, eating things that do not require bracha achrona in the place where you ate. But if he did leave some friends behind, or even if he didn't, but he ate things that require him to return to make bracha achrona, then not only doesn't he make a bracha achrona on what he ate before he left, he doesn't make a bracha rishona on what he continues to eat. Therefore, if a person interrupts his meal and goes to another house, or he's eating and a friend calls him to speak to him, even if he steps out the door of the house or somewhere else, when he returns to the meal, he doesn't make any brachas, because he's eating bread, and bread is a food that everyone agrees you have to return to the place that you ate to make the bracha. And therefore, he did not lose his bracha. He doesn't make a bracha achrona on what he ate before. He doesn't make a bracha rishona on what he's about to continue to eat. Mio, however, im hesiach daito, if when he went out to talk to the friend, it was such a conversation that he was distracted, then kishachoz, when he returns, vadit tzarech levarach al mashavo tzalech lahakach, then he does make a bracha rishona on what he wishes to eat further, because the hesach hadas loses the bracha rishona. Let's stop here in the middle of the Ramah and catch up on Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan chav vav. V'yesh cholkin v'chul. The Ramah begins, there are those who argue. Betarti pligi al dei rishona. There are two points of disagreement with the first view presented in Sif Aleph and Beis. Echad, first of all, the hemlo matzrichi bracha lemafreya leolam machlashini makom. This opinion now holds you never make a bracha achrona on what you ate before just because you changed location. They only hold you'll make a new bracha rishoina on what you're about to eat. The chashav rak hesach hadas, because leaving your place is the equivalent of a distraction. It's not as if you've ended the first meal and now I'm starting a new meal. So when he makes a bracha achrona at the very end, that goes for what he ate before the shini makom, what he ate after the shini makom. And in addition, this point, this shita holds, the requirement to make a new bracha rishona after changing location, that's only if he was eating a meal of fruits or drinks. To take if so, beso, then as soon as he steps out the door of his house, his meal was interrupted. Unless he left some friends behind. Even if he just goes out to go to the bathroom for katanim to urinate, that's enough to lose his bracha, and he has to make a new bracha rishonim when he returns. Al bepas umine dogim, when it comes to bread and other grains, the requirement is to make the bracha achrona in the place where you ate. That meal is not interrupted because he steps outside. So he doesn't even have to make a bracha rishona when he resumes his meal. It's as if he never changed location at all. Provided he didn't get distracted from eating more. As Ramo will say afterwards. But if he left behind chaverim, since some of the chaverim stayed behind, even one, the mekomo in the original place, the meal is not interrupted. They return to eat and drink without any bracha. Even though their whole eating was just fruits or drinks, that bracha isn't lost if someone was left behind. Even if they left no one behind, but they ate things that require bracha achrona b'makoma, the bracha is intact. Magen Avraham Simen Reish Yud. Magen Avraham writes in Simen Reish Yud, Dafka kesho ochel kezayis. This means he ate a kezayis before he left the house. Because if he ate less than a kezayis of bread and then ran out the door, dino komperis, it's not any better than fruit. Because there's no din bracha achrona on less than kezayis. So as soon as he goes outside, he'll have to make a new bracha rishon when he comes back. After chazam mekomo, he goes back to the same place, he has to make another hamotzi. So the din of eating something which requires brachachrona b'mekomo holds your place is only if you need a brachachrona, if you had enough to require brachachrona. V'akein therefore tzarech lizor l'chatchila, one should be very careful l'chatchila, for let's say s'mekomo, not to leave his place, af miched l'cheder, even one room to the other, heichashen roim mekomo, if you can't see the original room, kodesh shiach kazayis, before you eat a kazayis. Like, make sure to eat the kazayis up front. Sukkan chavtes, o shahoya oichel, or he's eating, and instead of going to another house, his friend calls me and steps out of the house. Even though this line, there's really no chiddush. The Ramah is following the language of the Shulchan Aruch and Sifalf, who pasuk lehepech, but he wants to pasuk in the opposite. If he's mesiach das, he has to make another bracha. Bracha rishona. K'din hesach das, like any hesach das. But then he makes one bracha achrona, one benching on everything he ate. So what happens if, according to Ramah, he's eating cake, which requires bracha achrona b'makomo, and he had a kazayis, and he's also drinking. He's drinking a glass of milk and chocolate chip cookies. And then he runs outside to take care of something. So as far as the mezonos goes on the cake, Hizikha doesn't make another mezonos when he comes back because he needs bracha achrona b'makomo. But what about the shahakol on the milk? Do we say the cake is cake, the cookies are cookies, that's one thing. The milk is something else. And since if you're drinking milk and you step outside, you lost your bracha, he has to make a shahakol. Or do we say, since he's already tied back to the place because of the mezonos, that even helps for the shahakol? So the notes bring this shayla, if he eats the two together, and he brings different shitas in poskim, he concludes that Rav Scheinberg held that the kaviyas from his zonos helps for the other things too. He's arguing on the Yashiv and others. Rav Scheinberg held, once you have to go back for the mezonos, then you don't lose the shahakol either, and you don't make any of the brachas again. It's only if you're only having the peiros and mashkim that we say you have to make a new bracha when you return. But so, if you had mezonos with it, then you wouldn't have to. The Ramah continues. The ein chiluk ben chazer lemakom she'ochel kavar u'ben sim sudas lemakom acher. It doesn't make a difference whether you return to the place where you started or whether you finish your meal elsewhere. V'cheinu hagen, and that's the minig in these medinas, in these countries. V'komakom lechatchila, however, there's a rule, lechatchila. You don't leave your location without making a bracha achrona. We're always afraid you'll forget to come back and finish eating, and then you'll lose your bracha achrona. If there's a need for a mitzvah which will pass, like the zman to daven, then it's mutter to leave, even though you didn't make a bracha achrona yet. Look in Siman Kuf Beidal. So let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah. Sifkal Lamed Aleph. Ve'ein chilek bein v'chulu. This goes back on before. He ate things that need bracha achrona in their place. He didn't leave anyone behind. So the chiddush is that even if he were to finish his meal at a second location, he doesn't make a new bracha rishona. He's eating as a continuation of the first meal. He's eating things that do not need a bracha in their place, like fruits, or shosamashka, drinking beverages. Even if he left friends behind, lo mahani, it doesn't help to keep the bracha, only if he goes back to the place where he ate originally. But if he's going to eat or drink somewhere else, you need a new bracha rishona. So when we say you don't need a new bracha rishona, if you're eating bread or cake, that's whether I go back to where I started or whether I finish someplace else, I don't make a new bracha rishona, I make one bracha achrona, I'm done. But if I'm eating fruits or drinks, and as soon as I leave my place, I lost my bracha. So the only reason I'm not losing my bracha is because I left chaverim behind, then you only keep the bracha if you go back to the chaverim. If you don't go back to the chaverim, you tackle lost the bracha. And you'll have to make a new bracha rishona. Again, one bracha achrona for everything, but you need a new bracha rishona. Sifkar na beis, siyem sudaso, if he finishes his meal elsewhere, v'im ochel gam sham pas, if he eats bread in the second place, Lavur b'siftal, v'varach sham b'chzamaz. We learn in siftal, he'll bench there too. Kim d'sham hu siyam sudas, because that's the end of the meal. So basically in two places, we could bench in either one. Sifkar lam agim l'chad chila l'yakab. L'chad chila, you don't leave without a bracha. Without a bracha achron. That's something to say. Av sh'oim b'ansu this pas, even though he's right in the middle of a meal with bread. V'rod still says, amanas l'achsa. And he wants to leave and come back. V'lechol u'levarich, and he wants to finish eating and bench. According to this sheet that we're learning now, you don't need a bracha achrona before you leave. And you don't need a bracha rishon when you come back. Don't go. We're afraid. You'll forget to come back and finish eating. To make the bracha achrona. So you'll end up not making a bracha achrona. Or maybe you're going to wait so much time that now you're hungry and you lost your bracha. You lost the birchas hamazon. So there's two chashashas. One, that it'll take too much time, then you lost the bracha achrona. Or you'll just never go back and you'll forget to make a bracha achrona. So therefore, the Rama says, make the bracha achrona before you leave. Vim mazminim lolecho pas makom acher. But if he's going because he's invited to eat bread in another home, does lo shaycha chashash, then what are we afraid of? So the whole point is to go there and eat there and bench there after he eats. Like we're saying, Sifdal. Afilu hachi, even in that case, not leave without a bracha. It's only b'dieved once he left. I mean, do we say the mutl lechol levarach makom sheni that it's okay to eat and bench in the second place? The gam shamo komo, because lemais is also his location. But lechatchila, the way the Rama says it, he should make the bracha achrona before he ever leaves. Unless when he made the hamotzi in the first place, he knew he's going to eat in second place too. Then from the beginning of the meal, they're both his place. Then lechatchila, he can change location and not bench in the first location. According to this, even from one house to another. This is a very common practice. When you're going to share brachos, so you have in mind, I'm going to finish the meal there. So you're washing at home, and you know when you're washing at home, I'm going to go for dessert and benching share brachos at the other house. You just have to make sure to eat at the second house, hamotzi. You have to have hamotzi at the second house besides dessert.
Kazayis?
Yep. Make it your makom. Your makom, that's mechuyah for benching. Sifkar lamed dalet. He should not leave mekom. He should not leave his place. The Tosfos for Rosh Mashma, dein lahach bezer, rak shiyos hamanas lahaflik. If you look in Tosfos and the Rosh, the implication is that this stringency, this chumra, don't leave without a bracha achrona, is only if you're going for a while. Then you have a real concern, you'll forget. But if you're going out to come right back, what are you afraid of? Mutter, it's okay. So right away, the Mishnah Berurah qualifies this Ramah. Then in the Rishonim, it's not clear that if I just step outside to go to the car, get something out of the trunk, that I should make a bracha achrona first, because Mamash looks like a bracha and sricha. I make a bracha achrona and I'll come right back and I'll wash and the whole thing again. It's only if I'm going to take care of an errand or something, which may take time, that's when we talk about not going without making the bracha first. Sifkar lamed hei. So don't leave your place below bracha without making a bracha first. Ayin b'chidush b'kivi eger mashakasa. Look in the notes of b'kivi eger on the Shulchan Aruch what he writes about this. V'ayin b'halocha. If you look in b'halocha she'chvar l'adina, we conclude the halocha that after the chatchila b'vade nochon lin hakrama, even though the chatchila you should do like drama, sholot says the varish just not to go out if it's just for any personal reason without a bracha achrona first. But lamaisa, if you are going out and you're coming right back, don't make a bracha achrona. The chashav coming back to sudi, you're still in the middle of the meal. V'yesh b'zeh chashash the bracha shen tzvicha, and you enter into a concern of bracha shen tzvicha. Rakim u'mushar she'esh shalach v'habi. Unless you think it's going to be a long time, then nochem yosef she'yivarach v'samazik she'yosef, you should bench first before you leave. This is b'kiva eger that the Mishnah Berurah tends to look at, he brings in the Be'er Halacha. And basically, the Rebbe Eger is very concerned, what is the origin of this Ramah? The Ramah says, L'chatchil, don't leave your place without a bracha, because you're afraid you'll forget, and he says, Rabbeinu Menoich and the Ran. And Rebbe Eger says, there's no raya from there. There's no raya from Rabbeinu Menoich and the Ran that you can't step out if you have a mind to come right back. And he says, if you look in the Ran, you'll see, because he's going with Shitaso, that as soon as you step out of the house, the whole meal's over. Like the first sheet on Shulchan Aruch. So for Shteitzach, make the Barachona before you leave. Instead of leaving, coming back, and make the Barachona. Either way, make the Barachona. But if you don't hold like, if you're like the Ramah, that you don't lose the Bracha Achrona, if you don't make a new Bracha Achrona and Bracha Rishon again, why should I make a Bracha Achrona before I leave the house? And he says, I had the same Kasha, Bikvega has the Kasha. It's a problem. He goes through, works his way through this long bear locha to figure out who is holding this way. So he comes out of maybe a Balam Or, he found a Balam Or, and I think he says a Kolbo who held like this Chumrah. But really, to be showing them, you don't find this Chumrah that is being brought down the Ramah, B'Shem, the Rabbi Nechem, and the Ran. That's when if you hold like the Mechaber, that makes sense. You're going to bench either way, so bench first before you leave. But in the Ramah, you're not benching until the very end. Why should I bench before I leave? So that's his concern. That's why he comes out, l'halacha, machriya l'dina, that if you're going out for a very short amount of time and coming right back, don't say Baruch HaKhonah. If you think it's going to be a while, then you should say Baruch HaKhonah. Mishnah Berurah Sif Kalam Avav. The Cheshina v'chulu, we're afraid, you'll just forget to come back and you won't make a Baruch HaKhonah. Va'afilim lo achal pas, el apes ra'advon, even if I didn't eat bread, fruits and other things of what I ate, ma'ash mekam achronim, the implication for many achronim is, the nachin li'zor l'chadchila, that l'chadchila, once you be careful, shalat seis mekam ha'chivach baruch achronim, you shouldn't leave that baruch achronim. Meaning to say, I'm going to make another baruch rishonim regardless, when I come back, because I'm only eating peiros, but I wouldn't need more than one baruch achronim for the whole thing. Still, if you're leaving, it's better to make a baruch achronim, before you leave.